If you can't make it to LA for the E3, you might check out another technology event, though this one is a little less glitzy and a little less high-tech. The MIT SwapFest, known as the FLEA, is sponsored by ham radio clubs at Harvard and MIT. Reporter Doug Shugart stopped by the gathering in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and he sent this report.
What can you find in a parking garage between the cogeneration plant and the Department of Brain and Cognitive Sciences at MIT?
You can find all things nerdly here.
All things nerdly.
All things nerdly.
That's Steve Finberg, the organizer of the SwapFest, or the FLEA, at MIT. Finberg says that among the chemical lasers and World War II cipher machines found at the FLEA, he's even seen the odd piece of heavy weaponry.
One fellow had what looked to be an air-to-air missile. It turns out it was a mock-up from the Raytheon company that didn't make it. They lost the contract, but he had this beautiful-looking air-to-air missile that he had out for a while.
At the SwapFest, antique typewriters and oscilloscopes tower over dozens of little boxes filled with switches and dials, and maybe even a low-frequency oscillator. What brings you out today? What are you looking for?
Old parts for old synthesizers that I can use to restore an old Moog or ARP synthesizer.
David Wilson, curator of the New England Synthesizer Museum, has been searching for sounds at the SwapFest for over 15 years. Music and the contraptions that make it have always been a big part of the FLEA, and at a nearby table, a man was trying to sell a set of electroacoustic bagpipes.
It's got all the decorative stuff and everything. I could put this all together for you if you want to hang it on your wall.
Dave Irish from Chelsea, Massachusetts, doesn't do eBay. Irish says the FLEA is a great place for lifestyle nerds like himself.
I'm a sci-fi movie buff. I'm into computers. I used to have Apple computers, and I recently got into bagpipes.
Now, I wonder, could I ask you to play one of those things for me? Would you do that?
Sure. I'll demonstrate the practice chanter since it's less offensive.
Well, you know, in this case, offensive actually, might be good.
Offensive might be good.
That was great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
In the parking lot downstairs, Arthur Jolie from Manchester, New Hampshire, was manning a rickety folding table stacked with vintage RCA radios and a Wilcox record lathe. Jolie also sells radio teletype machines that make a sound he describes as the two-tone warble.
Anytime a science fiction program wants to show the high-tech communications from outer space to Earth, they use that distinctive two-tone radio teletype warble.
It's fun to imagine what might eventually turn up at the FLEA. Optical lasers, DNA extractors, maybe even a giant radio receiver dish. Harvard has one at the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute. Their principal investigator was at the FLEA. Maybe someday he'll bring a friend. For NPR News, I'm Doug Shugarts.